Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Carr Firearms Group Studios, on the Lead Slingers microphone. I thought for sure I would have screwed that up by now, but I actually have not done that. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are busting out for us on the weekday show every single day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 Pacific, and of course this program here today, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific Time. And it has been one hell of a week. All of this, of course, let me say this quickly, being presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance, get your quotes over there for free. I'm sleeping a hell of a lot better, I can tell you that much right now. And here's why. Because I have real insurance. And in today's day and age, look, gun owners are targets. It's as simple as that. If you were paying any attention to the first half hour or the first hour with Alan Gottlieb, I think you figured that out. It's a very perilous time in America. The left is coming after you. As much as I hate to say this, from a crime standpoint, if people know who you are, you may very well become a victim. Walk around with anything to do that shows your conservatism today's day and age. People are very concerned about it. X Insurance has your back if you carry a gun. They cover your business for you. They'll write gap insurance policies. Just make sure to check them out. You know, the final numbers are in. Greg, do we have our guests on by chance? We do. Okay, good. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go right to Andrew Pollock then. Meadows dad, Parkland father. Andrew, welcome to the program, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good, Mark. Rough week for everybody, the 74-plus million of us.
Very rough week, very difficult week. And I thank you for jumping in a half hour earlier, by the way. Very, very difficult week for us. You know, I was talking with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and I kind of opened up with that. You know, it's distressing to a lot of people. So what, because I've been watching your Twitter, as long as we all have Twitter at this point. I don't know about you. I've lost thousands of followers. I'm sure you have lost many as well through this purge.
They took 30. I'm down at least 35,000 now. So if anyone's out there not realizing they're coming after me, it's kind of some scary times, attacking our freedom of speech, removing the president, other people are leaving. They're silencing me. And it's happening. It's scary.
No, it's real. That's what I tried to impart to people. You know, Andrew, years ago on the program, I started saying if this continued push left continues, if the political left, now outright socialists, continue to push this country down the road that they're pushing this country, good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding people are going to have to make decisions that they never thought they'd have to make before. And as I opened up with Alan in my opening statements in the first segment, we're here. It's not getting ready to happen. It's not might happen. It's not maybe next week, or it's not we're close. Andrew, we're here. We're here now.
It's
and we can't refuse
and
to accept that.
Yep. I think a lot of people don't get it, how bad it is, like what's going on. Right now, I feel like we don't even live in a democracy. The whole integrity of our election system has been compromised, and they're attacking freedom of speech. And it's right here. It's happening as me and you are on the talking. And I'm seeing it. I'm watching my followers drop by the thousands.
Yeah.
And other conservatives that I'm friendly with, influencers, they're going to leave Twitter. People are leaving Twitter. But I believe I'm going to hang on a little while longer until if anyone wants to see, I'm still tweeting Andrew Pollock FL, and I'm hammering harder now. You know, I don't believe in unity. It's not unity to the Democrats. It's submission. And that's what they want us to do. They want us to submit. And we have weak Republicans in office that are submitting. And I don't, I'm not a type of guy that's going to submit, and they are submitting. And we have to remember all of them when it comes primaries. But the problem, everyone, is with the election system. So the primaries are coming. But if we don't figure out what went wrong with the election, you know, the integrity of our elections and the process, they're going to lose, you know, they're going to lose millions of voters.
Well, you know, I like I've said before, I mean, I can't. I can only tell you what I feel. I know what I see. I know what I watched here. I know what happened in DeKalb County and in Fulton County as the Stacey Abrams machine back a couple of years ago when she lost the gubernatorial race here, Andrew, by 57,000 votes. Couldn't find him anywhere. Still never conceded. Still thinks she's the president of the state of Georgia, I guess. But we saw them begin making this massive mad push for mail-in ballots and begin putting drop boxes. And I think the number was 47-1 in the Democrat-controlled areas in DeKalb and Fulton counties versus the Republican rural counties around the state. We saw that happening. We saw what Governor Kemp and Raffensperger did here to appease Stacey Abrams, and we saw the results of the election in those counties. Now, Andrew, I'll tell you something that bothered me. I'd love to get your take on this. I've talked about it before. When, you know, you see your elected officials, you know, they show them voting, right? They show them going to the booth and doing whatever they do. In this case, they showed Stacey Abrams, who is not an elected official, in the state, in the city where she lives in Atlanta, dropping off her absentee ballot in a box instead of going to the polls, Andrew. Isn't this part of the integrity of the system you're talking about? Why wasn't she at the polls?
I think that's even worse. So you're talking about all that. I lived in it. I lived in the worst
possible. Oh, Broward Dade.
Broward. So yeah. I was there in 2018. You know, that was my daughter was murdered that year, and I got involved with politics because I saw what governor at the time, Rick Scott, wanted to really look into everything that happened. And he formed a commission. He found failures. We passed the bill. He did so much. So I fought for him, and Ron DeSantis, who is the best governor now in the country, in Florida. I fought for him because he was going to hold officials accountable. So I got behind Ron. So we're there at the election, right? All of a sudden, they for days after election, truckloads of ballots were coming in Broward County, pallets of them, right? And I'm there watching it. I've got it on camera. I'm watching it. It's going on. It's on my social media. And so what happened? So they removed the supervisor of elections, right? But they didn't prosecute anybody. They didn't go in and find out exactly what happened in Broward, right? And that could have been a test right there. I guarantee you in Broward in 2018, and it happened prior and other times in Broward, that they were rigging the election system. But Republicans, they won, they caved. They should have went in there and got the machines. They should have made arrests and held people accountable, but they never did. And now look where we're at, 2020, you know, in this election. So, you know, we're used, you know, if you live in these counties, isn't it funny how it only happens in Democrat-run counties where there's problems, where it doesn't stop, you know, the votes keep coming in for days. It doesn't happen in counties, you know, that are run by Republicans. And I'm telling everyone now who's listening. So in Broward, the supervisor of elections was removed in 2018. And it was an appointee from then Governor Scott. So that appointee is out now. Now there's a Democrat back in Broward. So you'll see now the next elections, it's going to be the same thing. It'll come down to Broward all of a sudden, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. The ballots will be coming in, and for days they'll be finding ballots, just like they did in those counties you mentioned.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, as you know, I lived in Florida during that time back in during Bush Gore. In fact, I was married on November 4th. I was on my honeymoon when that debacle was going on. But Broward at that time was so corrupt. This has been a problem in Broward County for many, many, many years. And as you know, it is. And then again, I think her name was Brenda Snipes, if I'm not mistaken. She was finally ousted.
Removed.
Yeah, I mean,
you
guys fixed that with legislation in Florida, and that's what's going to wind up having to happen here in Georgia. But this current governor simply doesn't have the sack to get it done. He just doesn't. And,
well,
you know,
well, it's
remarkable.
Good, though. He's up for election, right? He's got 2022. It's going to be so interesting because I was just reading I was looking at my Facebook and Rubio, you know, and I'm friends with Senator Rubio Marco. Mm-hmm. He made a comment that it's time to move the page and accept the president-elect Biden in this election. It's time to turn the page. I don't know where these guys are getting their advice from, you know, but
it's just swamp stuff. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm talking with Andrew Pollack, Parkland father of Meadow, his beautiful daughter murdered at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And Andrew's out there fighting the fight every single day. Strength coming from God, I guess. I'll be back with Andrew right after this. Don't go away, please. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Guy Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. And I love this, the Carr Firearms Group Studios this year. It's fantastic, and we appreciate all of our partners. This is the Lead Slingers Whiskey Microphone, and all this is being presented to you by X Insurance. More about that later on in the hour. I'm talking with Andrew Pollack, Parkland Father. Andrew, first of all, welcome back to the show, sir. Thank you for what you do. As a father myself, I don't know how you do it, but God bless you. You have my support. Your family has my prayers always. And I can't thank you enough for doing what you're doing out there and being the voice that you are. I've really enjoyed reading your Twitter feed over the last few days and weeks. And I got to tell you, I'm nervous. I told Gottlieb in the previous hour, Andrew, very concerned about my kids' future. They're 16 and 18, and I'm worried. I'm petrified, well, and I can imagine you are as well.
I'm telling you, the policies that I discovered, you know, that led up to my daughter getting killed, right, started with the Obama-Biden administration. And Biden already said he's going to – President Trump removed those policies from schools. He rescinded those laws. Or that, you know, he just rescinded the policies that were put out by the government. And this Biden is going to push those policies that led to my daughter getting murdered into all public schools. And he'll actually I'm guaranteeing you he's going to give federal funding to public schools that participate in those policies that are in my book, Why Meadow Died.
And no doubt
if
he
I'm
will.
A parent now, just save your money and try and get your kids into private school, homeschool, charter school. Do not subject your children into a big failing public school. Not all of them participate, but most of the big public schools across the country are going to participate in these restorative justice programs. It's a feel-good policy for education, people that are in education. Instead of disciplining children, they'll put them into like healing circles where it doesn't work. Kids need accountability, and those policies end up with more bullying, more of misdemeanors in the school, dealing drugs, because there's no consequences.
Healing circles.
That's what they did. That's what they wanted to put a deranged, demented, psycho kid that killed my daughter. They should put him in a healing circle instead of letting him get arrested and getting introduced to law enforcement where he could never purchase a rifle. Instead, a healing circle, and they let him in the school with my daughter. And there's thousands of kids like the one who killed my daughter.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And let me point out, too, that Andrew is now also the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And I want to direct you to the site at crimeresearch.org. Andrew, you have your piece up at Town Hall today, and it's a good one. And it's one that we all know is coming. And he nails it, listeners and viewers. Get ready for the Biden gun grab. And it's out today, the 10th of January, 2021, at townhall.com. But you can read it at crimeresearch.org. So let me direct you there, crimeresearch.org, because everything else that Andrew and the center does over there, you can follow along while John Lott is out. But, you know, Andrew, what you've done is you've outlined in your piece everything that I've been telling people this for the last year and a half. It's not fear-mongering when you're telling people what the other side is telling you they want to do. Everything you've laid out in your column is exactly what Biden has said he wants to do. I mean, wouldn't we be remiss to not take the man at his word?
And everyone that he surrounds himself with is saying the same thing, right? That all of them, the Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, they all said it numerous times in debates. They're coming for our Second Amendment rights, the extended magazines, semi-automatic rifles that look scary. You know, they're coming for them. You know, I happen to be stocking up, me personally. I practice what I preach, but it's really hard getting ammo now. I'll tell you the truth, man. I bought a bunch of ammo, but the prices are through the roof.
Yeah, it's tough. I was able to pick up a box of 509 millimeter for $259 plus tax. I think it was $273 or something when it was done. Just the other day, I got very, very lucky doing that at a local gun range. But it is very difficult
to get. My math.
I think it came out to about 56 cents a round or something like that. Less than 60 cents a round, somewhere around there. But you see, I can remember, Andrew, leaving my office in Tampa, Florida, and then heading down to Sports Authority at lunch when I was running my business there and take off and do some shooting at a local range. And I'd stop at Sports Authority and pick up a 100-round box of Winchester White Box for like $8.95. You know, those days are long, long gone.
You know who has to be hurting these gun ranges? Who's going there blowing off a few hundred rounds now when you're paying $1 a round? I'll bet your average price in the country now for 9mm up in the 70-something cents around. I barely got some at 62 lately. So your price was great. But gun ranges have to be feeling the pain.
Well, they are. And, you know, it would be impossible for me to grab 1,000 rounds and go out and train for 3 days. I just can't get that ammo back anytime soon, and I'm not willing to do that. So like many others, I'm doing a lot of training at home. Andrew, I want your opinion here. This is one of the fastest segments we have in the show, but I want to get your opinion relative to the piece that you wrote. In what time frame do you expect Biden to begin the gun grab and to begin implementing? Because in many cases, he has said within the first 100 days. What do you think is the time frame?
I'm saying 6 months, too. I think he's all over it. That the NRA holding gun manufacturers accountable, that's going to put a lot of them out of business, and that's what they want to do. You know, they want to hurt these type of businesses. That he said it numerous times. He's going to go after the gun manufacturers, the NRA, the large capacity magazines. So it's a big problem. If you didn't start buying, you should try and get what you can right now. You know, I have done it. Friends have done it. And they're capable of doing anything because of their policies. And they're controlling it. They control the two houses. And as it's going, they're going to control the White House, too. So I don't hold anything past them.
I don't either. You can't.
No, they're capable of anything. So really, it's a time right now to take what you say seriously. And because it's coming. The Biden gun grab is definitely coming.
Yeah, listeners, please head over to crimeresearch.org and read Andrew's piece. It's right up in the top left. You can't miss it. It's up at townhall.com. Many of you probably subscribe to those anyway, as I do, get some alerts on them. But at Town Hall today, gun control, and the column is titled Get Ready for the Biden Gun Grab. Mr. Pogue, thank you. We're going to have you back on sooner rather than later. We appreciate you taking the time to jump in here. Thanks for that great piece and for the reminder. And just God bless you on behalf of myself, my family, and all of our listeners around the country for what you do in defense of freedom and for gun rights after everything that you and your family have been through. Thank you, sir. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And I know I'm speaking for my listeners as well.
Oh, thanks so much, Mark. It means a lot to me to be a voice of common sense. Thank you.
Well, thank God you are there. Thank God you are there. Andrew Pollock, Parkland Father. And Andrew, you'll hear him back on the program here in the near future. In the meantime, make sure to visit crimeresearch.org, read his piece, and donate to them. I know we need the help. We've got to band together. I'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To
hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back indeed. No face diapers for Annette Jacobs. No face diapers for Annette Jacobs. She knows what I'm talking about. If you're watching the live stream, you can jump in the comment section and have some fun. I'm able to scroll down there during the breaks and see most of everything that you guys are putting in there, and I love that. No face diapers for Annette. Thank you, Annette. God bless you. Face diapers, isn't that something? Boy, what a hot hour and a half of Armed American Radio already with Alan Gottlieb and Andrew Pollack. Just incredible stuff. And now, as somebody in the comment section said, as we get ready to bust out this half hour, the backside of the show, boy, I'll tell you, on the Lead Slinger's mic, presented by X Insurance in the Car Firearms Group studio. How cool is that? AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, our good friend. AWR, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. How can a lone gunman in a gun-controlled city like Chicago get away with killing four? I mean, an absolutely violent, I can't even put my finger on this rampage
in Chicago. It should never happen, particularly in a city that has that much gun control. Maybe they need more.
Yeah, that's how they're going to look at it. But it's crazy. What's crazy is he went back. He returned to at least one of the places where he had first shot some people. So, I mean, this guy was, I don't know, not the brightest bulb in the house, but he was determined. And
yeah.
What it teaches me more than anything is that lesson we've talked about again and again. You have got to be ready. I mean, he killed one woman in IHOP. He killed an individual who was sitting in a car in a parking garage. He shot and killed another individual in a business. He shot some people while they were just riding in a car. I don't know that you can ever be ready for that. But people have to come to grips with the fact that evil is real, that evil exists. And whether you like it or not, really, the only thing you can do to curtail evil at some point is be ready to shoot back or shoot first if they're getting ready to shoot you. And that requires you to have a firearm with you. And you just got to think that way in this world. You just do.
No, AWR Hawkins is spot on. I hope you're listening carefully. This is a topic that we have talked about many, many, many times with AWR over the years, and we're going to do it again because we're on it now. But that's the topic of evil. Because if you deny evil's existence, evil's more than likely going to find you. Because evil seeks people out who deny its existence. In other words, AWR, you tell me if you disagree, let me know. But I think you're on the same page with me on this. But if you're that person walking around that it ain't going to happen to me, or I live on the right side of the tracks, or I live in a gated community, or it happens to the other guy, that evil's eventually going to find that person, is it not?
Yeah, it's going to find it. It's going to find us all at some point in some way. And yeah, gated communities don't matter. I hate to say what I'm going to say, but look at the Parkland school shooting. I know you just had Andrew on, who's a great guy, absolutely great guy. And Parkland had an armed guard there. They had all the things that we would push for. I still support armed guards, don't get me wrong. But they made it past the armed guard, and then they killed 17 people. And so even when you're in that position where you think, okay, now I'm safe, it's ultimately still in your hands. And when they get past the resource officer, the teacher needs to be armed because the teacher is the one who can save those kids. When they get past the front of the Capitol, or they overrun the Capitol Police, well, the congressmen need to be armed. And some of them were.
Some were.
That was a great example because you'll have these people who are not really pro-police, but they're pro-police if it keeps from arming teachers. They'll say, well, we'll get a guard with a gun and we'll be good. Well, that's not enough. That's one layer. Mm-hmm. But you need complementary layers, and you need a layer in case of emergency. And in an emergency, they get past that one armed person. Teachers need to be armed. And my point in all this is that even if you're in a place you consider the safest place, even if you're in a city in America that has had over the years gun control that exceeds other cities, even if it is Chicago, one gunman who wants to kill some folks is going to wound six and kill four. He's going to wound two and kill four. And it's just how it's going to work. And you've got to be ready to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the moral to all of this is that evil acts at a time and place of its choosing. You don't get to decide. You've got to be prepared as you possibly can be. And, you know, the worst part about it is evil's going to get the jump. And, you know, it happens. And if it does, I mean, you can't, no matter how ready you are, you can still get bushwhacked. Let's go back to the Capitol, because you mentioned, you know, some of the reps were armed. One of the reps that's been on this program before, Thomas Massie, is the subject of your piece, Thomas Massie. Several of us, quote unquote, were glad to be armed while barricaded. And I love this statement from him. Following the riotous events, Massie tweeted, quoting, "The next member who argues congressman shouldn't be allowed to carry firearms at work needs to be laughed out of the Capitol." And then he added, "Several of us were glad to be armed while barricaded for hours in our offices with our staff." It just Representative Lauren Boebert, of course, and we're working to get her on the program, said the Second Amendment is more important now than ever before, but the far left wants to take it away. Representative Thomas Massey and I are fighting back. We just launched the Second Amendment Caucus, which we will be co-chairing to fight for your constitutional rights. Now, AWR, there's a lot going on in what I just said from your story, but let's start with Representative Massey. Obviously, he gets it.
Yeah, when it comes to the Second Amendment, he's been a staunch supporter and defender for years. He's from Kentucky, and of course that gives us a kindred spirit. But even besides that, he's been right there. And Boebert, as you say, Boebert's coming in on fire. I mean, he's coming in trying to draw attention, trolling the Democrats, mocking them, making videos about carrying her Glock in D.C. for self-defense. And what's ironic is it was just January 3rd that she posted a video talking about why she needs to carry a gun in D.C. 3 days later, they were all barricaded in their offices. And so her point was made. And it goes to that point we were making a while ago, too. Evil will find you.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if you're an elected official living in a place working in a place like Capitol Hill, where if you've ever tried to get in Capitol, one of those buildings up there, you know what kind of security we're dealing with.
Right.
You're still ultimately your safety is in your own hands.
Yeah. And no matter what happens, because when the system breaks down, and it breaks down from time to time, we're watching the American system break down right before our eyes. It's happening. To deny that is to deny evil exists. So yes, these things can happen. I forget who said this, but a very, very profound. You remember that feeling you had when the second airplane hit the second tower in New York, and you realized right then and there what was happening? That's the feeling you should have in your stomach right now, today. Very profound words indeed, and I know many of you do. I know I do, because I get it. But it's going to be interesting to see Boebert and to see the Democrats, because they will argue again. You see, here's the thing, though. They believe all the Capitol Police have guns, and no doubt there's Democrats there that will probably still want to carry a gun, but they won't say it publicly because of their party platform, AWR. It's really a joke. When we come back, we've got another segment with AWR Hawkins, but there's a couple issues I want to talk about with him. Nearly 23 million firearms were sold during 2020. And of course, he wrote about it. And also, one of the, who was it? Representative Troy Nels, a Republican from Texas, has quite the story about being in the Capitol when he pulled a wooden leg from a table to defend himself at the Capitol. I bet he changes tools after this. But we're going to talk with AWR Hawkins. We'll get in as many of his headlines as we can in the final segment of this hour. Second hour flying right by. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues across the country. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me. All right, back to me it is. Crossbreed Holsters is sponsoring this segment, and I want to ask you now to please make sure to visit all of our sponsors. You can see them all at armedamericanradio.org. I do want to make mention of two things quickly, because the Force Center and Tradecraft Range are holding a Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo, FIRE, F-I-R-E, January 22nd to the 24th at the Force Center in Immokalee, Florida. Now, it just turns out that X Insurance has an office down in Naples, and X and I are going to fly down there, and I'm going to broadcast from that facility down there for a couple days and pick up a whole bunch of cool interviews to be able to bring you from that Force Center and Tradecraft Range at the Firearms of the Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo on that's running January 22nd to the 21st. But I'll be flying down on the 21st, coming back on the 25th, be bringing you the show on Sunday from Naples, just because we can. But we're going to team up with X. Now, I'm going to kind of segue that into something we're going to be doing, because Front Sight, by the way, frontsight.com/Mark. Make sure to go check out frontsight.com/Mark. We are going to be putting together a really cool event at Front Sight in the near future. Wanted to do something at the end of the month, but the logistics were just so tough to do because of the holidays and, you know, shot not being available and everything. So it was kind of tough. So we've decided to move that to the second quarter. I will keep you posted on all of that. In the meantime, please support frontsight.com. Visit frontsight.com/Mark. All you have to do when you do that, Dr. Piazza will tell you how to get the free certificate. You can use it. You can do whatever you want with it. Just visit frontsight.com/Mark and watch it. Watch the video with Dr. Piazza and get the certificate. And guess what happens? It doesn't cost you a penny. And Armed American Radio is supported through this. These voice stays out on the airwaves in these very difficult, perilous times. I'm not not too proud to tell you that we need all the help we can get. And if all the help requires is to get the free certificate from Dr. Piazza at FrontSight, my gosh, please do it and please help us. We need that assistance. Also, TrumpsArmy.us, TrumpsArmy.us is something else that Dr. Piazza is doing. We'll talk about other sponsors when we come back in the next hour. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I got to go back quickly to Representative Lauren Boebert for just a minute. And you were talking about her trolling the Dems. And I love it. She's trolling them about her Glock. You've written about it. And she's quoted as saying, I'm not going to let a bunch of gun grabbers intimidate me in Congress. I'm not going to let, and I quote, a bunch of gun grabbers win. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I like her. I mean, I've talked to her. I did an exclusive interview with her, I think, on December 23rd. And she just, you know, she's the kind of person that you want there. And and I'm going to tell you why. Not just because of her gun convictions, but because of her view of her office and the purpose of it. Because I always do this when I speak with a representative or a senator for the first time. I said, how would you like me to address you? She goes, Lauren.
Right.
Lauren, you know, there are some people, names won't be said, to whom I've spoke, that while I speak to them, they want to be addressed as Senator such and such or just Lauren. And, you know, you're just like, this woman is exactly what we need. And we need, well, now we need 100 of her, right. But at least we got her. At least we got Massey. We've got others who are going to align with them. Some of whom will maybe never identify themselves or make a big deal out of it. But, you know, you got to remember, that's the one thing I still remember in that election is Republicans made serious gains in the House. And a lot of those people that won are people who are more than Republican. They're conservative. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Let me give a couple. Let's. How about we cover a couple of happy ending stories? How about we close out this segment, the final segment of Hour 2 of Armed American Radio, with these headlines? They just give me goosebumps, goose pimples. Alleged intruder shot, killed 3 days after being released from jail. What? Tell me what happened here, please.
I didn't name to laugh. I just can't believe it. I mean, 3 days and... Yeah, about 12:16 a.m. Friday, this individual apparently beat on the door a while and then came through a window, allegedly. And the homeowner figured out what was going on and grabbed a shotgun. I should say the resident and grabbed a shotgun and shot the guy once. So, you know, with a shotgun up close, that's going to get it done.
It's done.
And that's it. But I don't know what to say. I mean, I've said for years, at some point, I feel like, especially in a state like Oklahoma, and I'm saying that in a positive way, Oklahoma is one of those states where you can defend your life. And in a state like Oklahoma, what in the world is going through your head that you will climb through the window of somebody else's house? I can't figure that out. You're just asking for it, and this guy got it.
After getting out of jail, again.
After getting out of jail.
One of the dimmest bulbs in the knife drawer. Get it? You know, sharpest knives in the drawer. We combine the two sayings. He's a dimmest bulb in the knife drawer. Get how that works? You Democrats won't figure it out, but that's okay. It's not meant for you. Just the headline itself, alleged intruder shot and killed 3 days after being released from jail. I mean, you know, a certain level of stupidity here, a certain level. Wonder how he votes. Oh, he can't vote. He's a felon. Oh, he probably voted in the last election from prison. Now, you have another one in here as well, too. And I love these. This is from the 5th, but that's going back because we got you on the show now the week ago. Amarillo homeowner opens fire, kills two burglary suspects.
And if I remember right, one of these suspects was either 43 or 47 years old. And I know it sounds like a cliche because it is. But he's old enough to know better. Wait,
yeah,
you're 40-something years old, and you're breaking in a house? I mean, and I believe on that story, Mark, what happened is police rolled up, and the two guys were lying in the driveway.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means after being shot, they tried to escape and both collapsed, or if the fight was at the front door. But what happened is the homeowner got in a fight with one of them, trying to get him out of the house, and then the other one began to attack too. And that's the point at which the homeowner opened fire. And that is when they pulled the curtain on those two fellas, and that's that.
Oh, good. Well, here's what I hope happened. Because I can say this because it's my own show. I hope they made it to the driveway and then fell down.
Right.
Here's why. Because when you attempt to deprive another human being, an American citizen, of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And whatever happens to you, up to and including your own death, as a result of someone defending themselves against your attempt to deprive them of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, means you've earned everything you got. This kid hopes it hurt. Because you, and I hope you enjoy the ride. Hope you enjoy the ride. AWR Hawkins, thank you for bringing happy ending stories to us. Thank you for all the coverage you do. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Just Google him. He's out there. He's also the 2020 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient, given out by an organization that I am on a member of the Board of Directors of, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and over at the Second Amendment Foundation. All head up by Alan Gottlieb. Thanks, AWR, for everything you bring to the table every single week, brother. A classic Armed American Radio Roundtable next after this week. And one of the attendees at the table was in D.C. for the rally. We'll tell you all about it when we come back on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors during the break, would you? We'll be back right after this with the roundtable.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.